Flashback, Joe Biden hired creator of Despicable Latino Victory Fund ad. By Sean Moran on April 25, 2019. Joe Biden's presidential team hired Cristobal Alex, the creator of the controversial 2017 Latino Victory Fund ad, which depicted white Donald Trump supporters attempting to run down minority children. As former Vice President Joe Biden prepared for his presidential run, he hired Cristobal Alex, the former head of the Latino Victory Fund, LVF, which ran a controversial ad during the 2017 Virginia gubernatorial election portraying a white Donald Trump and Ed Gillespie supporter attempting to run down minority children. Gillespie's campaign decried the ad as disgusting and an attack on the people of Virginia, prompting the group to pull the ad without an apology. The ad also featured footage from the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and becomes especially poignant as Biden announced his presidential run Thursday, warning about the rise of white nationalism under President Donald Trump. "It was there in August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open, their crazed faces illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism," Biden said. Virginia GOP Chairman Jack Wilson slammed Biden's hiring of Cristobal, stating that Biden remains out of touch with the average working-class American. "There is no question that the LVF fund ad was despicable. And given current events, it was obviously targeted at the wrong candidate for governor. We're not surprised that someone like Joe Biden would hire such a divisive figure," Wilson told Breitbart News. "Biden is too out of touch with the American people to even win the circus that is the Democrat 2020 primary." Biden's announcement strikes a contrast to many younger, female, and more diverse Democrat primary candidates, such as Senators Kamala Harris, DCA, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Cory Booker, DNJ, which may harm his chances for gaining the nomination against a field of new, more diverse, Democrats. Biden's more moderate political views may also dissuade Democrat voters who have increasingly adopted more progressive views and championed proposals such as the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. Biden's presidential platform announced Thursday that he plans to build upon Obamacare and not push for Medicare for All, even though nearly a majority of Democrats said implementing a Medicare for All-style plan amounts to a top priority. The Biden team's hiring of Alex might serve as an attempt to spur minority support for the former vice president as the former LVF leader did for then-Virginia gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam. "If we can respond in a very hard way right now, that causes our people to turn out in force and stomp out that fire. Hopefully, we will do that," Alex explained in November 2017. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.